Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Very excited for the C.J. Gardner-Johnson era. I just want to put that out there right now. I know I've mentioned it before. Very excited to see this fit in the Texans' defense. Excited for the energy he's going to bring. Possibly several more thousands and thousands of dollars in fines, maybe even a suspension here or there. I think he's going to fit hand in glove, Seth, on this swarmy defense, C.J. Gardner-Johnson.
It's you always want to have at least one guy that might get suspended for unnecessary violence. Unnecessary roughness is a euphemism. It's unnecessary violence is the way I like to think of it.
We've got like six. It's great.
2 years in a row, D'Amico's had somebody suspended for unnecessary roughness.
That's right, man.
And this is, I would not, if I had to gamble on at least one more this year, I would say that they're probably going to have a two-game suspension.
Oh, yeah. Yes, a Texan getting suspended is a solid minus 300 right now in the Pender books. On the big board, on the odds board, in my personal sports book, minus 300, we get an old suspension this year.
And I say, call it unnecessary roughness, if you will. I say that's the thing that's still keeping some element of toughness in the game.
Yes.
Which is, it should say, unfortunately necessary roughness. We got to remind people every now and then that this is supposed to be a violent game.
That's right. Yep. No, it's called unnecessary roughness just as a label, but it's like the Big Ten doesn't have 10 teams anymore. You know, it's the Big Ten. It's just, that's unnecessary roughness that we actually need in the game right now. So Brian Baldinger, who I love his breakdowns on Twitter because it's just him filming his screen of his laptop and showing the all 22 of a play of a player that he's kind of breaking down their performance. And he did one on C.J. Gardner-Johnson back last year in the Eagles game against the Cowboys late in the season. It might have been the last game of the year, second to last game. Cooper Rush was starting at quarterback for the Cowboys. And here's Baldy. Listen to this. This gets you very excited until the very last thing that Brian Baldinger says in here. And you tell me, Seth, an audience, is this a concern to you about C.J. Gardner-Johnson? Here's Baldy's breakdown on a pick six by C.J. Gardner-Johnson.
Quinyon Mitchell outside. Cooper DeJean outside. They're funneling everything to the middle, to the hole player, which is Chauncey Gardner-Johnson. And he sits there and he takes the slant away from Brandon Cooks. And he goes house, 69 yards house. This Chauncey Gardner-Johnson had 12 interceptions in 28 starts for the Eagles. Like, who's going to replace that level of production? He's just a thief. He's a thief. He's a pit bull. He irritates his own teammates. But he's a great football player. And he played well in this scheme.
Okay, that last part. I'm all for having guys that are taking the heads of other teams' guys off. The part where he pisses off his own teammates. Is that a concern for you, Seth?
I don't know. Was he showing anything from that? Like, did he show any evidence of that?
No. I think that was just, you know, Baldinger's up in Philadelphia, so I think he sees a lot of Eagles football.
Right. So I don't know if, how does he piss off his own teammates? That's the only question. Because there haven't really been, it's weird because I think he's really colorful with the media. We've seen it's almost just a stream of consciousness when he gets up there. Yeah. He's had some notable scuffles and penalties and an ejection last year that really hurt the defense.
It was
against the Chiefs at the end of the year. He got ejected and the defense really suffered after that. So I think he's got a reputation as just being kind of a volatile personality. And yet it's not like he's an off-field concern. I haven't seen reports that he's a locker room headache or cancer or anything like that.
Yeah.
So it's really interesting. I'm struggling to remember the Texans player who was like this, where there were a bunch of curious, there was always like these curious teams suspended him for this. Oh, it was a defensive back. Then ended up going to the Steelers. He was really good as a rookie with the Chargers. And
Desmond King
was kind of similar. Now, similar, not the same infractions.
What have
you?
Yes.
Remember, thank you, Desmond King. And I didn't get frustrated with you for not knowing it immediately.
I know.
Desmond King, was a guy that it wasn't like there were reports of him being a bad dude. His teammates really seemed to like him. And yet, here and there, it was like, oh, the team left Desmond King at home for violating team rules or whatever. So you just never, there was nothing you would report on. It was just weird. So CJ Gardner-Johnson, I'm not saying he's had the exact same issues that Desmond King has, but he's been on five different teams in six different stays, twice with the Eagles. The Eagles let him go, but then brought him back.
Like Desmond King. He got let go and got brought back by the Texans. Remember that?
And the Steelers, I believe.
Did he?
So, yeah, I just, you don't know what it is, but he's just a little different. That's all. I don't know, but CJ Gardner-Johnson plays at a higher level than Desmond King has for the past few years.
Did you ever have a friend who you're like, man, I really like this guy, but only in doses? You know, like I have a buddy like that, and I'm really like he's in my circle of like my 10 best friends from high school, and yet he's the guy who we have a group text, and then we've got a group text that doesn't have him on it. That kind of thing. You know, not because he's like over the top political or anything like that. He's just
tells really good racist jokes.
Maybe he does. He does a lot. Well. He's Jewish and tells a lot of Jewish jokes, you know, get away with that. But there are times we have to have that separate group text because there's times the other eight or nine of us need to let off a little steam about our buddy Ross. You know what I mean? CJ Gardner-Johnson. I could see where the Texan secondary, Seth, has a group text of all the guys. And then they've got a group text of everybody but CJ Gardner-Johnson on there, you know?
He's like that. Every now and then you need that shot that they give to people with drug overdoses.
Yeah.
Is it Naloxone or something
is
like
it
that?
Not the one that they jammed into what's her name's chest in Pulp Fiction.
That was epinephrine.
That would be the opposite that you would
There
do.
Is some other drug that they use, but let's call it that. Every now and then you just need a break. I don't know, but it's like, on the written record, I don't see anything that hints that, oh, yeah, he's this big headache or anything. I think that he, you know, in the interview that he did with Aaron Wilson, he kind of was talking around or about the issue that I think he feels like he should have been paid higher than he has in his career. But he also concedes that some teams just because I'm putting words in his mouth, but basically I don't walk the walk the way that they want you to be or whatever.
Yeah.
Maybe because he doesn't fit the mold, teams are just a little bit uncomfortable with him. I feel like this is a great environment in having D'Amico Ryans as a coach who has a great tolerance for all different types of personalities as long as they play football hard.
They play, yeah.
As long as they really – and he does play football
All
hard.
Evidence is he plays football very, very hard. He seems pretty self-aware to me. I mean, he was the guy who said last week or 2 weeks ago he didn't go to OTAs because I'm a little extra
basically
sometimes.
Basically said I might be a little much for them. Well, because he said he was coming down off the mountain of winning a championship, and it almost felt like he didn't want to disrupt these guys who just, you know, had a real good feeling going and were maybe feeling good about – I have a feeling – this is me projecting the way I would be on it.
Yeah.
It felt to me when CJ Gardner-Johnson was saying that, like, he's seen what it takes to win a championship, and he's coming into this situation where there are a lot of young guys that feel really good about themselves and have done a lot of really good things, but they really haven't accomplished anything yet.
Yeah.
And he didn't want to be the grumpy old guy that's like, listen, settle down there, sport. You ain't done nothing that impresses me yet.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Or, you know, sometimes people get put into a new situation with new coworkers or friends or whatever, and all they do is talk about how things were done at the old place they used to work at.
Oh, that kind of thing.
Where, you know, when I worked over here, this is how we used to do this and that. And granted, CJ Gardner-Johnson is coming from a Super Bowl winning team. It's probably whatever he's saying is very applicable and good advice. But there is just that whole thing that there's too much of it sometimes. And once you get to the third or fourth kernel of good advice in 20 minutes, you're like, hey, we got it, dude. You were at a great place before. Stop telling us how bad things are right
here. You know what? I get into that. I have that feeling sometimes when I go back home or to my wife's home. And, you know, we're just at, you know, dinners or birthday parties or whatever. I'm real careful about, sometimes I feel like I'll be telling a story about something that happened in Houston or something cool that they have in Houston.
Yeah.
Like, cause there's a lot, Brandy and I both come from pretty rural areas.
Yeah.
So like, I'm always like, if I tell one story about something really cool that I did in Houston or saw in Houston, it feels like if I brought up another thing, it almost feels like I don't want them to look at me like, oh, here's the guy from the big city telling us how great it is and us rubes out here in the sticks don't.
That's exactly right. And I feel like C.J. Gardner-Johnson, when he decided like that whole part about coming down off the mountaintop down to trying to climb it again, maybe he was self-aware enough to go, you know what? I would be pretty annoying after like the fifth great thing I tell them about Philadelphia. Like he
knows
that.
You guys want to hear about that time that Travis Kelce tried to bait us, but we baited him.
I put my arms behind my back. Let's reenact it.
I like thinking that he's like, all right, I gotta just step back and really just have the right approach when I come in here. How do I go about being a veteran leader and just, you know, being careful about, you don't want to be overbearing with things.
Baldy did not talk me off the C.J. Gardner-Johnson train with just that little drop there about him annoying his teammates. I'm still extremely excited for C.J. Gardner-Johnson to rattle some skulls this year.
The media member I talked to from up there, well, I don't think he would care if I said it was Brooks Cabino, who used to cover Houston for The Athletic.
Yep.
He used to cover the Texans for The Athletic.
That's a great job.
Brooks Cabino basically said something along the lines of, you know, it sounded to me what he was saying is that the media appearances and the press conferences don't really tell the whole story about how he is. And I think it felt almost like he was saying that, like, he's a big personality and everything, and he'll say some things that are kind of crazy or whatever, but it's not, day by day, that's not the way he operates within the building.
It sounds like the big question is it harmful? You know, is it harmful or is it harmless? And it sounds like what he does is harmless, you know?
Yeah, there haven't been, like, I spent like a half hour kind of searching for dirt or whatever, and for whatever it's worth, I didn't see reports of him being a locker room issue or a cancer or anything like that. I think he is just doing his own thing, and it's a little outside the box, and some people don't know how to handle that.
Prediction time. Okay, prediction time. He's got 2 years left on his deal.
Yes.
Do the Texans become the first team in, 5 years that he actually comes back to for a second consecutive season? I know he was with the Eagles twice, but he had a Detroit season in between. So he's been New Orleans, Philly, Detroit, Philly, Houston, five teams in 5 years. Do the Texans become the team that's able to have C.J. Gardner-Johnson stick around for a second year?
This is my pet theory then.
Okay.
Given that nobody can really point out exactly why he's been... and to be clear, he was in New Orleans for 3 years. I know what you're saying.
Right.
He went from New Orleans to Philadelphia to Detroit and back to Philadelphia, now to Houston. It's been 5 years of a new place.
Moving around,
4 years of a new place. I think that he strikes me as the kind of guy that might not be afraid to say whatever he's thinking to anybody, no matter where they are in the organizational chart. So it's somewhere along the way he's pissed off. This is my theory and theory alone. He's pissed off one influential person by being a little too honest with him. I do think the Texans, they're kind of structured. We've seen, like, Caserio was able to set aside the insults by Steven Nelson and what have you. Like, there was a limit, obviously. But I think that this organization might be the one where, Cal is the ultimate, I think, in billionaires who aren't going to get offended by a guy saying something to him if he's just saying what he thinks
like
is true or whatever.
Like bullets bouncing off of him, you know?
So I think yes. And I think that – I also think that if C.J. Gardner-Johnson has a really good year here this year, he's going to want a new contract.
There's that
And it kind of jibes with what the Texans do, which is, look, he can point to – look, Danielle Hunter – he checks off all those boxes. He walks the line. He's like a model example of what you want a player to be like.
Yep.
We gave him a 2-year contract. But it's all guaranteed.
Yep.
If CJ, they could give him a short-term contract
and
the amount of guaranteed money that it would be, I think CJ Gardner-Johnson would look at it, oh, I'm finally getting the recognition we deserve. Meanwhile, the Texans are a little bit, you know, they've got a backstop in case things go south.
Is he back in 2026? I know we're way way out over our skis.
I think he is. Most likely, if I bet right now, I'd say I think he's back.
I think it's
almost definitely with a new contract.
I would agree with that. I would agree with that.
But it's not going to be a long-term 5-year record-breaking deal or something like
Payne and Pendergast with you. All right, so this documentary got announced while I was out on vacation, and I've been Googling trying to get more and more information on it, And it's now I'm now getting mini docs curated to me about the turkey leg hut. I have to bring this up. And what other documentaries would we want to see here about the Houston area? We'll do that coming up next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.